Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
People are asking why the Oregon State Hawaii game is on Facebook only.
Yeah, that's a Mountain West thing.
Yeah, the Pac-12 really doesn't have any control over it. It is on Facebook only because in this instance, the home team's conference owns the rights to the game, the distribution rights to the game. And so in this case, that is the Mountain West. So the Pac-12 and Oregon State have no control over the broadcast, and this is how Hawaii does it. Apparently, their games are on Spectrum, and that allows fans on the mainland to stream their broadcast live on Facebook, and so that's here. That's where it will air.
I just think it's absolutely embarrassing that a Pac-12, one of the Power Five conferences, has a game here that you can't see anywhere on television. And from my understanding, they're not even 100% certain where it's going to be available on Facebook. They're like, they think it's going to be available on the Mountain West page or maybe the Hawaii Facebook page.
Well, you could probably just type it. Surely I can go to Facebook and just type in Oregon State Hawaii and it will come up.
One would hope.
Right? Well, it sucks. And I would say this, man. Coming from a different region, the one thing about it out here that I just love is that there is a balance with your sports, right? Like your sports fans, you got your Blazers, you got your Ducks, you got your Beavers, but it is not rabid like in other parts of the country where there's less to do and it means more. You know, it just means more in some other parts of the U.S. And the one thing I would say about that is just I've never, ever, ever gotten used to it. I think it's the damnedest thing. It's the weirdest thing. I don't know how it's not rectified by now. But for a region, not even a region, but a state and a city, the main city of a state that follows its two colleges so religiously and has an NBA team, a professional basketball team.
Top 25 market.
For their games, at any point, one game anywhere, not to be on television when they play, absolutely blows my mind.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. Now, people here, it's just the way it's always been. They're probably used to it. It's obviously not a huge deal because there's not enough uproar to change it. I mean, the Blazers are still only on, I mean, their distribution's gotten better, but I can't get the Blazers on DirecTV.
No.
That's unfreaking real, man. I live in Portland, Oregon, right? So this kind of thing just would not fly in most other regions of the country, and it's because sports are a bigger deal there.
Yeah.
So anybody that ever says, oh, what a great sports is it? It's not like this rabid sports region. It's got its fans, but it's got mostly balance and other things to do. And it's just not like,
can you imagine if Alabama told its fan base that the game wasn't going to be,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just, this is mind blowing to everyone else in the country, but here it's just the norm and nobody really ever even speaks of it.
No,
like we don't even talk. We have gotten so used to the Blazers having incomplete distribution, and we're so used to having Oregon every once in a while play on the Pac-12 network, and if you're a DirecTV subscriber, you don't get it. You don't even bat an eye. But that is so wrong.
And people forget about this, but remember last year when Oregon State was playing at Nevada, that game was supposed to be dark. You weren't going to be able to watch it, but there was a hurricane or some tornadoes that came through there, and it canceled a bunch of games in the south, and so they ended up throwing it on either the CBS Sports Network or FS1 or something. And that was the only way that you were able to watch Oregon State and Nevada. Otherwise, that game would have been dark. You couldn't have seen it any place. Or at least this one's on Facebook. And people are saying that Facebook, because I'm not on Facebook either, but they're saying that Facebook has a Facebook Watch tab. You can click on it and see what's available, like a channel guide.
It can't be hard, right, once you get on there?
I guess.
But, you know, like, for example, a text coming in, the Better You Today text line 55305. Let's be honest, how many people will be sitting around waiting for 9 p.m. OSU kickoff anyway? And you're right. It's like, I mean, to based off of my point, it's like, it really isn't a rabid demand.
No, but
there just isn't. But at the same time, I still think it's mind-blowing that your team in your city is not on.
Nope, not on TV.
It cannot be that hard. It just can't.
And this is 2 years in a row that you've had something funky happen. So I don't know. Maybe another storm will come along and the game will end up being on TV. But
well, there are other ways to get it. I get it. I mean, you know, with all these different avenues now.
I guess there is no other way. I mean, this is it, right? This is the only place you can watch this is on Facebook. It's not available anywhere else.
That's true. In this instance, I'm just saying most of the time when this happens, like you can get a login from somebody who has another carrier, or you can find it on Reddit.
Yeah.
You know, or there are ways now. But at the same time, I don't know. I don't know why people aren't more. Well, I do know why people aren't more upset about it, and it's just because it's not...
Yeah, apathy.
Yeah, it's but not that like, big of a
hearing,
deal.
We're hearing from plenty of Oregon State fans on the Better You Today text line that are pissed off.
Of course they are, but how many of them are there, to that guy's point? Yeah. It's not that many. It's not enough for them to change it.
No, it's just a bit... to me, it would be embarrassing. If that was my school, I would be embarrassed that that's what we're forced to do. We get 12 of these a year, and one of them I can't watch. And last year I was supposed to have a game where I couldn't watch it, period, not even on Facebook. It's embarrassing.
A lot of people bringing up the Dodgers down in L.A. Yeah, their TV deal.
Yeah, their TV deal was wonky too, right?
There's a lot of people that can't get them down there.
Yeah.
It's a West Coast.
There might have been one in Houston too that had something. Maybe it was the Rockets or the Astros.
It was the Astros.
Was it the Astros that had a TV deal that was like that?
Well, they were so bad that nobody wanted to watch them. They were getting like 0.0s.
Yeah, there were a couple games. There were a couple games when they were tanking that they didn't register a rating. That didn't mean that no one was watching, but there were so few people that it didn't register on the Nielsen.
Now, in this instance, like you said, it sounds like it is not, like, even if Oregon State or if the Pac-12 wanted to rectify that, they couldn't. But the bigger point is, look, is it too much to ask that in Portland, Oregon, every Ducks, every Beavers, and every Blazers game is on television? Is that too much to ask?
No, it's not.
But here it is. And that's all I'm saying is in this particular instance, maybe there's nothing they can do about it. But generally, this has happened before.
Yeah. I would be interested to know, and maybe we could do some digging on this, see if I could talk to someone from the Mountain West. But because other teams play Mountain West teams. Missouri just got done playing Wyoming, right? And they ended up getting beat. Does this happen on a regular basis where if you play a Mountain West team that you're not on television?
Was Arizona, because they just went out there and played.
Yeah, Arizona.
So it said the home team's conference.
Well, that was only one of two games that weekend, though.
Yeah, and that was on ESPN.
No, that was on CBS Sports Network, which is the main Mountain West distributor.
Okay.
And they only have one channel, CBS Sports Network, so they don't have like seven like ESPN.
Yeah, so why was that on then?
Because it was the only one. So basically you get one like big Mountain West game and then the rest of them, are they?
Well, if they're on a different time slots, you can get multiple games. Like Mizzou, Wyoming was also on CBS Sports Network last week.
Okay. Boy, so basically what I'm hearing is that there is a way to rectify this. The game could have gotten picked up, but because Oregon State's so bad, it's way down the pecking order. So that's why it's only airing on Facebook.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Man.
Because the other option, if they were using the Pac-12 rights, would be any ESPN or even Fox could have picked up the game for Oregon State.
Right.
So I'm looking.
Right. Yeah.
Or Pac-12 network, of course. So I'm just looking at the games at that late at night. Okay. So Fox Sports 1 has Washington Cal at 7:30. So they're out. ESPN has USC Stanford on at 7:30. So they're out. CBS Sports Network has Minnesota Fresno State at 7:30, which they chose over Oregon State Hawaii. And then the Pac-12 networks has Northern Arizona at 7:45. So all the options for the Beavs at that time slot were picked in those games instead.
Which I understand, but...
Yeah, because the latest game from the Mountain West is Minnesota at Fresno State. And that's going to... So that's...
That's the CBS Sports Network
game. Sports Network game is Minnesota-Fresno State.
Well...
So maybe we need that game to get canceled.
Your teams are going over there to play and there is a chance that they will not be on TV in their local market.
That's ridiculous.
How do you not have that? How do you not rectify that in the next contract? Yeah,
something needs to be worked out.
I mean, it's just...
It's
how is it
crazy.
Not at least on like ESPN 3 or something? Which always seems to be an option for these games.
Is ESPN 3 still a thing or is it ESPN Plus?
They're both. ESPN 3 is free to watch. ESPN Plus is not.
And someone's saying like the Longhorn Network was not available in large parts of Texas, but the Longhorn Network doesn't carry Texas football games.
I think they did, though.
No, the Longhorn Network carries, like,
Texas volleyball.
Texas volleyball and whatever.
So they never played on the Longhorn Network?
I don't think Texas football plays on the Longhorn Network.
I mean, usually they're so good. Well, I mean, they're so big
their games
get selected. But in the event that they were as bad as Oregon State, would maybe they fall?
Yeah, then I think.
Then they fall.
They could fall into their own. But yeah, their football games aren't on the Longhorn Network.
All right. Well, that sucks. I mean, it sucks for Oregon State.
Yeah, and I get that you're not
9 p.m. kick.
I get that you're not very good, but I.
That's just
they weren't
just,
very good, and I still watched them play Oklahoma State, and I would have watched them play Hawaii. And by the way, this is one of the games that you think you might be able to win.
It's just unacceptable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.